Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
O'clock hour of the Steve Jones Show. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve is live today in Champaign. He'll rejoin us in just a little bit. It's Penn State and Illinois tonight. You can catch that game right here on WKOK. Coverage beginning at 6:30. Tip off at 7 with Steve and Dick Girardi as the Nittany Lions take on the number 20 ranked Illini. So Steve will join us in a sec live from Champaign. And today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, which is mobile today, of course, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, lots of pre-owned inventory, a great service department and sales staff, and that's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Of course, they are the home of the repeat customer, whether it's buying that new or pre-owned car, or you simply need some work done on your current car. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Our play-by-play call of the day. Of course, you know what the play-by-play call of the day is going to be. Sixers, baby.
Here's Harden putting it on the deck. Taking Toppin to school. And one. Shot clock at 3. Maxey trying to create some airspace. Everything going in tonight.
Terrific win for the Sixers last night. I get it. It's just the two games with the Knicks. The T-Wolves are a decent team. You know, they're going to be a playoff team in the West this year. So let's not totally discount that. But there's a lot of good things you're seeing from this team right now in these three games that I think you would see against anybody. I think the Sixers' ability, a greater ability now to get to the foul line, is huge. Between that ability that James Harden already brings, now it's opening things, more opportunities for Joel Embiid to drive into the lane and get fouled and get to the hoop. It's primarily the two of them that have done a great job. That's hard to stop. And also, too, the emergence of Tyrese Maxey has just been remarkable. And he's gotten a whole heck of a lot better throughout the course of this year. But now, he is really, really shining. His speed off the ball, killing teams now when you have to deal with both Embiid and Harden. The guy is a definition of somebody who continuously works on their craft to make himself more potent, unlike someone like Ben Simmons. Tyrese Maxey last year didn't have a three-point shot. This year he does, and it's added so much to his game. That turnaround three he had last night, which of course was on the clip here, courtesy of ESPN, Dave Pasch with the call on ESPN. I mean, you can't stop that. His ability to drive the basket, not only that, he's just playing with so much confidence right now, and he's having fun. That's hard to stop. This is a good guy to begin with on and off the floor, so it doesn't take much for him to get in a good groove. But this 1-2-3 punch that the Sixers now have is there. The chemistry is a lot better right off the bat than I thought it was going to be between Harden and Embiid. And there is no doubt in my mind the Sixers have a very good chance. They're two games out for first place in the East right now. Still half game behind Chicago, two games behind Miami. That this team can catch the number one seed and can have a shot to at least get to the conference finals, if not the NBA finals. Now, I'm sure this team will have some bumps and roads along the way here with 22 games to go. But just look out is all I'm saying when it comes to the Sixers. But that was a nice win. They do need to improve upon their defense and their rebounding. That I think, is a little bit of a problem. Now, I think they lacked some energy a little bit last night. Why, I don't know how, with that crowd at Wells Fargo Center and James Harden's home debut last night. But that is something I've seen in these first three games where defense and rebounding definitely needs to be better. Second chance opportunities have hurt the Sixers. Especially in these last two games with the Knicks. Now you got the Cavs Friday night. So that'll be another good test. Cavs are number five right now in the East. So we'll see how this plays out for the Sixers coming in here. And also, too, for the Sixers, this also just came in a little while ago. DeAndre Jordan expected to sign with the Sixers for the remainder of the season. Teams have until 5 p.m. today to make a claim on DeAndre Jordan, which is no indication that's going to happen, so therefore he'll become a free agent once he clears waivers after 5 p.m. today. So that's a good sign for the Sixers. Sure, DeAndre Jordan's not the player he once was, but this will add better depth behind Joel Embiid. Although Paul Millsap hasn't been terrible so far, but he's not the same guy he once was either, so that's an okay. That's a good signing for the Sixers to bring in DeAndre Jordan. Plus, he's worked with Doc before in the Clippers days, so there's that. Also today, NFL and the players agreeing to halt all COVID-19 protocols, citing the decreasing spread. So really, that doesn't mean a whole lot right now, because teams aren't going to be back in their facilities until OTA start in April and May. But this means everybody at the combine now, those that are still in NFL buildings, they don't have to worry about any COVID restrictions unless the team puts in a mask requirement or some sort of protocol themselves. And of course, if the COVID situation were to get worse again, the NFL says they can go back to the protocols. But I guess that's a good sign to see. So that's good there. Then there's the MLB negotiations. Representatives from MLB and the Players Association had an informal meeting today in New York to resume those talks. Deputy Commissioner Dan Halem, Union Attorney Bruce Meyer, which is the lead negotiators for both parties, they were in New York today to talk. And there's no indication when the sides will plan to meet again. The MLBPA Executive Board was to hold a conference call later today. So there you have it there. Continuing incompetence of MLB owners, as we have talked about many, many times before, leading up to what happened on Tuesday, and now you don't have the first two series of the season, which is basically the first week. Now, locally tonight, well, actually, before we get to that, there was, again, the Kenny Pickett small hand. He measured 8.5 inches, for those of you that are wondering the exact amount. That's smaller than any current NFL quarterback right now. For any comparisons there, Saints quarterback Taysom Hill, his hands were measured at 8.75 leading up to the 2017 draft. Of course, we all know what happened with Joe Burrow last year. And that, to me, is the prime example of right there of how overblown this can be. As we said before, we talked about this with Alex on the show the other day. all these things, the combine, tape, the measurables, the interviews, the medical tests, all that stuff, goes into making your draft board. But not one thing or the other, other than tape, should decipher over another. So this hand thing, I understand where it comes from, because you're worried about fumbling issues and things like that. But I think Steve brought up a good point. If nobody put that in there, somebody should look this up, of how many fumbles did Kenny Pickett have in his entire career, and how many did he have per season. He was starting quarterback for the last 3 years, so he's doing something right. He had a great year this year. Now, do I think he has the potential to be a first-round pick, even though he's probably going to be? I don't quite know about that. Maybe a late-round pick, I would say. But it's not because of his hand size. I mean, let's just stop that right there. And look again. Look at Joe Burrow. They were all the hype about his hand size last year. I think he did pretty well this year. And I think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. So, a lot of this stuff is pretty stupid with this hand stuff. But we actually get into the meat and potatoes of it actually starting now. Workouts begin today through the weekend in Indy. I think it's quarterbacks, receivers, and running backs today, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, that's the case for today. So we'll see how all that proceeds. But on the local front tonight, getting back to college hoops, of course, we mentioned Penn State and Illinois tonight right here on WKOK. Tip off at 7, Steve and DJ with the call. Bucknell men at Colgate tonight in Hamilton, New York. Once again, another match in Hamilton for the Bison for the Patriot League tournament. This time, quarterfinal action after the overtime win against Lafayette Tuesday night on the road. That is a 7 o'clock game tonight, 6:30, the pregame with Doug Birdsong over on 100.9 The Valley. Listen, anything can happen in this case, but obviously the Bison are a heavy underdog. Colgate, the last couple seasons, has been high above everybody else in the Patriot League right now. So, wouldn't be surprised if Bucknell loses by double digits in this game, but it's March. Anything can happen. And the Bison are going in there now as a confident bunch. You got some guys that have been there before, led by Andrew Frunk, the senior, so who knows? So we'll see what happens tonight with the Bison. But either way, going through this tough 8-win regular season, and to be able to continue to battle, get a playoff win, and at least get to this point, you have to hand it to the entire team for that to keep fighting, because this team easily could have folded. But they kept going. They kept finding a lot of games. They finished off the regular season relatively strong, especially at home. And they were able to put themselves in the position to take on Colgate tonight. What's the temperature right now in Champaign?
Like your heart, cold. we get Mr.
Oh,
Leon.
My almighty!
Do we get Mr. Leon in on the show? Or? I know we're going to get him in, what, last half hour?
I believe that is the case. I'm just triple-checking here. Yes, we can do that for the final half hour.
Absolutely. Because he's going to keep it real. He's from Philly.
He does keep it real.
Now, we've got an interesting situation with Kenny Pickett, where at the combine, imagine sitting there, and you have to defend the size of your hands. I mean, come on. These are such non-stories unless you take it all the way through. And if you take it all the way through, Does Kenny Pickett have a problem holding on to the football? Hey, it's all about hand size, for the most part, deals with your ability to hang on to the ball. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I've looked even at the Pitt stats for this year. I mean, Penn State didn't play Pitt this year. Kenny Pickett played twice against Penn State. First time, he was terrible. Right? Second time, he was terrific. And I know he's got the goods because I talked about him. For 3 years, I talked about him. He's a good player. Is he a first-round NFL draft pick in terms of the 1 through 32 list? No. Okay? He's not. But that's okay. It doesn't have to be. You know? It's the deal is whether or not Kenny Pickett is thought to be a first-round pick by the team that needs him. Okay. So, this year, let's see, well-protected, right? So, individual numbers. Let's see. Pickett's number 8, we'll go with him. Boom, 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 boom. So, wonder if we can get the turnovers here. Jordan Addison, rushing. I don't want to look at his rushing numbers. But I was going to go through and see on the turnover numbers. I mean, Pitt's not a team that turned the ball over a lot this year. Didn't play a great schedule. I mean, the ACC was... That's one of the issues with this. You've got to be able to judge when you look at this stuff, like how good is the competition. And this is a particular year. This is not a good year for the ACC. Let's see. Pitt is a team at 16 fumbles, 7 were lost. The question is going to be, like, who lost them? And that's what you got to look at. And how did he lose those fumbles? He fumbled a couple times, but, how did he lose them? And that's what it comes down to. Because the size of the ball is not different in the NFL compared to college football. I mean, we've tried to tell the fans of Philadelphia that for years. What? I'm just trying to keep it real.
That's because there's not really good college football in Philadelphia to watch. Except for 2 years from Temple.
Yeah, Matt did a good job. And so did Al. Al did a good job down there. I mean, Al kind of set the tone for Matt. Temple used to be a job where literally your career went to die. You know? Kind of like moving from an on-air position to a management position. No. Not the same.
F-O-U-L-E-D. That spells founder.
That's not the same. I'm just checking. All right. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair. We'll be right back.
So the kick can't throw or catch right now.
He can throw, not accurately or long, but he can throw. The catching part, we have a lot of work to do.
So you're yelling at him about how he throws?
Oh, no, I'm not yelling at him.
Because he's not accurate enough? I mean, what are you doing? Come on! Brett Favre at this age was accurate.
I'll just try to drill into him. No, you got to use your hands and use your chest to bring it in. We try to demonstrate that. I try to use a soft football, but it's not quite sinking in yet.
You're not using a Nerf ball with this kid?
I'm using one of my stuffed football pillows.
Oh, a stuffed football pillow.
Correct.
All right. Yeah.
But I have a Nerf one, too.
I mean, I can see you right now in the batting cage with them throwing 90. I don't get it.
We actually haven't done much with baseball yet. We should, but we haven't yet.
So it's all been football so far.
Football and soccer.
Right. Go on, I'll drill it in. What are you doing?
But he can say, which I'm a proud papa, Sixers. I'm starting to teach him the song, and he's done pretty well. I'll say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he says Sixers. Then I'll say 10, 9, 8, 70, he says Sixers. And I was watching the game last night, and he points to the TV and says Sixers. I'm like, yeah, there you go. That's right.
Well, let me play a number game with him. 17, 17, 2.
Come on now.
Celtics, Lakers, the Sixers have as many championships as the Knicks. Wow. You need to be watching different games.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
You know, his first Little League game, I'm going to go.
I love it if you came.
Because you're going to be a basket case.
Well, maybe they'll have me be the PA announcer, and then I won't have to worry about it.
Oh, no, and then everybody will get to hear it. You'll accidentally leave the mic on. He says, good to hear it. Come on, when you go, what are you swinging at that for? Like, Matt, your mic's on. So last night, let me get this straight. Joel Embiid, James Harden, and I think it was it Tobias Harris? Combined for 78 points, right?
That was Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey. Combined for 78 points. Sounds pretty impressive, doesn't it?
It does.
On the 60th anniversary to the day of Will Chamberlain scoring 100. All right, so there we go. quite a group. My, how the standards have changed.
When we go by that.
Well, I'm sorry. You played it was the Sixers and the Knicks on the 60th anniversary of the game in Hershey between the Sixers and the Knicks. And nothing's changed. The Knicks were bad in 1962, and they're bad in 2022.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
See, I connect dots in ways that, you know, you go home and you're still dizzy.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
I never thought of that. Oh, my goodness. Just having fun with you. Obviously, they're better with him, and he's a heck of a player. The problem's going to be is how does he perform in the playoffs? For some reason, that's never been a good spot for him. You know? Never been a good spot. Now, maybe things are different, though. He's never gone out there with Joel Embiid. But I'm putting no stock in two wins over the Knicks and the Timberwolves. I mean, how's this group going to perform when they're in there? And you won't be able to tie. I think they've already played Golden State, right?
They have, yeah.
Yeah. When they play like up Milwaukee, how about that? When they play Milwaukee, you know, how's it going to be when they play Milwaukee? That'll be interesting. Maybe Cleveland to a point.
Cleveland comes to Philly Friday tomorrow night.
Lamar Stevens and Tim Frazier playing together. But that is... You ever see the show Hogan's Heroes?
I've heard of it, but I have not seen it.
Okay. Well, the last surviving cast member that is alive, the last surviving cast member, Robert Clary, who played Corporal LeBeau, turned 96 today. I guess what, the guy that played Sergeant Baker the last year, Kevin Washington, is still alive. But he played LeBeau, and like so many people in the show, now we see what's happening today in Ukraine. He was actually in a camp in France during the war. So, always was interesting, you know, that so many of the... I interviewed Werner Klemperer once, who played Commandant Klink, and he was a great guy to talk to. And he had an agreement with it. And Klemperer, part Jewish, and he had an agreement with the producers. And the agreement was, no matter what happened in the show, Klink could not get the best of Hogan. He was a fascinating guy to talk to. It really was. I find that stuff sometimes more fascinating than talking to the Columbia County Commissioner, but that's just me. All right. What? All right. We're talking a lot of Philly sports here today, for an obvious reason. It's all Matt knows. All right, so...
Oh, my almighty!
And by the way, in reality, let's get serious now. In reality, that is one of the issues we have in sports today. Okay, when I was younger, and this has to do with interest and passion, so there's no question about that. I knew something about every team. NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, NFL. I knew something about every team. And to this day, I still know something about every team. We're at the point now where fans know everything about their team and almost nothing about the opposing team. Unless they're involved in fantasy football. Now, if they're involved in fantasy football, they know something about other teams because they've drafted guys that are on other teams. So they can get their fantasy numbers. Fantasy baseball, maybe to a point, but I don't think as many people are playing fantasy baseball these days. I think it's mostly fantasy football now. Is that the way it is, the way you understand it? Because I've never played, period.
For me, I play fantasy baseball for a couple of seasons, but that season's too long for me to keep up with something like that. I didn't play fantasy football last year because I just lost interest in it, but I would say it's mostly fantasy football now, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because I know there's like a fantasy IndyCar league, and I guess the Suits finished second for 5 years in a row.
No, senor! No, senor!
Because I guess he can't beat out the only other guy that's in it. He can't beat out the only other guy that's in it, you still finish second. Just thought I'd mention that. But that's about where the interest is, especially for younger people, when it comes to knowing something about other teams. And, I mean, you know, we're talking about the Sixers beat the Knicks. Well, what is it? I mean, other than seeing that the Knicks record is bad, what does anybody know about the Knicks? You know, but Julius Randle's been up and down, and Barrett's been, you know, up and down, and they got Cam Reddish, and he can't seem to get off the bench right now. And things. I mean, that's me knowing something about them. How much does the average fan know? I mean, look, the Knicks aren't good. And that's why, okay, you have to beat teams. When you're not, when you're beating teams that aren't good, you have to do it. It's part of the MO. You don't want to be losing to them. So you go out. The good thing is you did the expected. That's good. But if you really want to see where it's going to be, at some point you got to match up with the Milwaukee Bucks, and you got to find out what you have and whether this works. That's what it comes down to, because you're going to eventually, if you want to get anywhere, you may have to have a seven-game series against them. That's the difference right there. Got a pretty good handle that they're better than the Knicks. I got that. And they're working well together. But the question is, will you work together really well, crunch time, 2 minutes in a back-and-forth game against a team that's really good? Now, there's only one way to find out. You have to play it. You have to play it. And that's what we're waiting to see, them play it. Matt is now completely confident that the third ever world championship for the Philadelphia 76ers will happen, which in doing so would surpass the Milwaukee Bucks, who came into existence after them, and the New York Knicks. No? This isn't working for you? Like, historical stuff isn't working? Historical stuff isn't working for you?
Better late than never, I guess.
I mean, unfortunately, his little guy looks at the TV and goes, Sixers. It's not a moment to be proud of. I'd be more impressed if he looked at it and said, Daddy, stock market. Oh, now he understands the real world.
To a point, I would be okay with that too.
No, you want him to be a big-time athlete. I'm telling you, the first game of any kind he plays, I'm going to be there to watch you like a basket case, pacing back and forth, like a... Hi, yeah. Right? I'm going to be sitting there. Right? I'll tell you one quick story before we get to go to Matt Leon, okay? One quick story. Matt Millen brings his kids over to Joe's house, okay, over in McKee, right? And one of his kids, I can't remember which one, is picking this up, picking that up, picking this up, picking that up. And he goes, and Matt keeps saying, put that down, sit down, put that down, put that down. And Joe starts laughing. And Millen looks at him and says, what are you laughing about? He says, you got one like you. That is what I'm going to go just to watch you go like over the edge. And you will. You'll go over the edge. If I'm standing there, you're going to try the entire time not to go over the edge, and then you'll crack. Tell me I'm wrong.
I guess we'll see how it all plays out.
Tell me I'm wrong. You can't. You know you'll crack. You know you'll crack. This is about me. It's about my pride. I saw the suit go through this with suit light. Eventually he gave up. All right. Let's bring in Matt Leon from Philadelphia. Sir, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
So far, the beard and Embiid have combined to be undefeated at this point. Not only that, he got a warm reception and played very well last night in Philadelphia. It's only three games. How well is it really working?
I mean, it's working very well. You know, it was Minnesota and the Knicks twice. Like, it, you know, this was not upper echelon. But you just saw, first of all, there's just the excitement level. There's a buzz. The Sixers are kind of the it team right now. Everybody's talking about, and they're is the energy on the court. Like, it's palpable with Embiid how much it means to him to have, like, Harden there and how much easier it makes life for him. I mean, I think he's even said after one game, I've never been so open, you know. And they seem to mesh well together. I mean, they're doing what they're doing now, and Harden's still learning, you know, the offense, what they want to run. I think so far it's been best-case scenario. I think 9 of the next 10 are against playoff teams, so we'll really get a feel. But, you know, they're going to be a tough out. Like, they're to the point now where, you know, offensively, Tobias Harris is their fourth option. And,
right.
You know, we putting the contract aside, that's a different discussion. You know, when Tobias Harris is your number four, he's going to have some games where he's just going to have open look after open look. They're going to be incredibly difficult to defend, not just because of the talent, but I think how the talent fits together.
Doc Rivers won an NBA championship when he had Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. So he's had high-level talent at three major spots, with Rajon Rondo being the fourth and running the show. So now he's got this particular group. When you listen to him in press conferences right now, what's he saying since he's been through this before?
I haven't heard much from that. I think he's more, I think, just maybe pumping the brakes a little bit, everyone, that, you know, they, as I mentioned, Harden still got work to do. But I think it is hard not to just kind of see how excited he is, and, you know, because everything's kind of open to them now. There's not anything they can't do. They can run pick and roll. Now they can, they've got guys that can create threes on their own, that can shoot off the dribble. I mean, you've got Embiid, who day after day just does stuff that you realize guys his size should not be able to do. And we've started to take it for granted. It's so incredible. You know, Doc's got it all in his hands. And it's going to be, I think, a lot of fun to watch this this group compete. And you've got Harden completely engaged with what they're trying to do right now.
See, that's the big part, is that sometimes a player gets to a point where they know this is the shot to win a championship. And they dial their game toward the team, and they're not as the games I've watched where he's played, you know, maybe it's in a quarter here and a quarter there, I have felt James Harden has played more team-centric basketball in three games than I've watched him play at Houston.
Yeah, because I think he's, you know, like I said, he's obviously connecting with Embiid, because to have a high-level big man like that. But I think he's also really connected with Tyrese Maxey as sort of an, I don't know, you know, as a mentor early on, because like last night, Maxey only, I think, had 4 points at the half, and, you know, he said that Harden came up to him and said, are you going to play in the second half? Like, just kind of challenging him and pushing him, and Maxey turns around and scores, you know, 20 points or whatever it was in the second half, and is really a force. And I think Embiid and Maxey also bring an energy that you can tell has rubbed off on Harden, in addition to your point, realizing he's been dropped in a situation here where they've got a legitimate chance to win it all, plus the youthful exuberance of Maxey and just the overall energy and way that Embiid plays. And I also think Harden, the crowd last night for the home opener, just, you know, it was so overwhelming. You could tell it really plugged into him. So, you know, at least right now, everything seems to be on the same page and really on the right wavelength.
All right, so let's shift gears for a moment, because obviously with the combine going on, coaches and general managers are having press conferences. So Hi Roseman, Nick Sirianni, and, you know, they did something that was no surprise, Matt, but they said, look, Jalen Hurts is our quarterback. So just that simple statement, what does that mean for the franchise moving forward, especially with three first-round picks?
Well, I think it means that they can address the many other needs this roster had. Yes, it was a playoff team, but there are a lot of places that they need significant upgrade. I don't think there are many Eagles fans that would argue if they used all three of the first-round picks on defense and took a player at every level, a defensive lineman, a linebacker, and a defensive back, because they really need help. They need impact players. They need guys that can change a game with one play. You look at the defensive line where they dumped a ton of money over the years, and there's a lot of names there, but inconsistent at best, and really didn't get the down-in, down-out production that they should have for what they've invested in that position. You know, Fletcher Cox is still a very good player, but I think he's on the downside of the bell curve. You hope Brandon Graham comes back, but even if he does, you know, he's got a lot of tread on the tires. Josh Sweat is a nice player, and I think would be better with more electric talent around him. Linebacker, they haven't had a true playmaker in linebacker for years. And in the secondary, Darius Slay is an elite player, but everybody else, I think, they could upgrade just about everywhere else. So not having to use that pick on quarterback, and I genuinely believe that. I think you're always open to an opportunity that if you think it improves you, but I think Hurts showed enough, took them to the playoffs, has, I think, enough belief in the locker room, and not for nothing, it still has a rookie contract where he was a second-round pick rookie contract. So he's not swallowing up a big salary cap chunk, and you've got a chance here to put some elite talent around him, even on offense. I think if they took another offensive lineman, as good as that offensive line is, Jason Kelce, older, Lane Johnson getting older, they've been hurt with injuries, another wide receiver to put opposite Devontae Smith. Like, there are a lot of places you could legitimately make an argument to use those first round picks. I also think it's very possible they don't use them all and they use one to trade for maybe a first and more next season in next year's draft. So I genuinely believe that quarterback is not in their plans to move on from Jalen Hurts. And I think they've got enough, they've got the capital and they've got enough needs that they could fill a lot of gaps and make themselves a lot better.
Well, and not only that, I think I always feel like a team's draft strategy is revealed actually before the draft, and that's which free agents they sign. And I don't know. I mean, that's how I feel. I feel you can tell a team's draft strategy, like, okay, we got a defensive end. So that's going to be off the board. I think that's how a draft strategy is revealed, by the free agents and the position that you sign them at.
No, I agree. And we'll see. It's a very nice place to be in. I mean, to be coming off a playoff season, to have a young quarterback who maybe isn't a superstar, but you have to feel pretty confident can at least be an upper-level player, and to have the opportunity to add three blue-chip starters in one fell swoop, it is a great thing. I think if they were when it comes to free agents, I would think that wide receiver will be at the top of that list. Because if you could get a veteran to put opposite Devontae Smith, I think that would be very, very advantageous. If they're going to sign a free agent, that's where I think that's the most likely is a wide receiver. Just because they've got a talented who will be a second-year player, I think you'd really like to put a high-level veteran on the other side.
Right, exactly. The baseball lockout, of course, we know the first 2 weeks are done. The Sixers are hot right now. The Eagles are always going to be right there at the top with any kind of news that they make. So what is the level of caring in Philadelphia about the lockout?
Not a lot. It really isn't. I mean, your diehard baseball fans miss it, but the casuals, I think that's the danger thing. For baseball in general, baseball seems to be run by a lot of people that don't have a particular like for baseball, And I think it shows in this. And I think what they're it's become so, you know, corporate and so laser focused on squeezing every last dime out of every level. You look at what they did with the minor leagues and stuff like that, and they're really kind of hurting their own future with all the moves they're making. And to me, you know, I remember the lockouts, you know, the 94 and 95 and stuff. I mean, that was front page news day in, day out, just about in every market.
Yeah.
That's not the case here. Like, this is very much an, oh, by the way, they're still not playing.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.